Would to God, said Moses in that book of Numbers that we heard in the first reading, would to God that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Once, I guess, many years ago, my brother's family and his children came to visit my mother and father, their grandparents, after they had been on vacation. I happened to be there. This was my nephew's 40 years old now, so this is sometime a long time ago. But anyway, when they got out of the car, he could not wait, ran into the house to my mother, his grandmother, and said, "Grandmother, we went to the ocean and it thundered." He was so excited he just could not wait to tell his grandmother, couldn't wait to tell the good news. Aren't we all like that? When you've got something just wonderful that's happened, you can't wait to tell somebody. Love to tell the good news when you had something that caused an emotional high. Just want to go out and proclaim it. Tell somebody. Of course, there are people, you know, who love to tell the bad news too, aren't there? Well, want to be the first to tell you the bad news? Don't you wish that some folks could spread the gospel like they spread the gossip? We just want to tell it. So did Eldad and Medad, these two people with odd names there in the camp of the Israelites. They were telling it. What were they telling? They were telling what God said to say. They were proclaiming the word of the Lord. They were prophesying. Well, that's what prophets do. Prophets want to tell it. If God's told them, they want to tell somebody else. That's what Moses did. It says Moses, you know, spoke to God in that tent of meeting as a friend speaks to someone face to face. And what did Moses do after God had spoken to them? He came and told the people what God had said. He was a prophet. That's what prophets do. They speak the word of the Lord. And on this occasion, he had 70 people with him, 70 elders, and they were prophesying. God had said something to them, and they were proclaiming it. That's what prophets do. Prophets speak the word of the Lord. You know, in the prophetic books of the Old Testament, when a prophet's going to speak, he usually says, "Thus says the Lord." And then he delivers his message and at the end closes it by saying, "For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So Eldad and Medad, it says, were prophesying. They'd heard God say something by the Spirit of God and they were proclaiming. That's just what prophets do. Only they weren't with the of the 70, they were in the right church, but the wrong pew, you might say. So a young man comes up to Moses. "Moses, Moses, these two men are down in the camp prophesying." And Joshua, this young man, Moses' assistant, says, "Tell them to stop, Moses. They shouldn't be doing that. They're in the wrong place." Moses, in effect, says, "I'm not going to tell them to stop. Would to God that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that every one of them had a word from the Lord to proclaim." Now, prophets, you know, speak the word of the Lord. In the Bible, prophets and preachers are the same thing. That's what preachers are supposed to do, is to proclaim the word of the Lord, the gospel of the Lord. That's what I'm supposed to be doing is, after we hear the word, to open it up, give it some time to reflect on it, and let it sink into our hearts so that we really hear it. Preachers are not supposed to preach their own word. But would that all the people of God, would that everybody at St. Bernadette were prophets or preachers. Have you ever preached? Anybody here ever preach? What if I invited you up? Would you come? Probably not. But anyway, would that all of you could proclaim the word of the Lord and the good news of Jesus Christ. You can do it. You're ordained to do it. That's what you're baptized for, is to share the gifts that God has given you. If you hear the word of the Lord, tell somebody else. That's what prophesying and preaching it is. You say, oh, Father, no, only the priest and the deacons are supposed to preach. Well, only in very limited circumstances, you know. At Mass, yes, the priest or the deacon's supposed to preach, the ordained ministers. In a few other circumstances, like when, if you have a children's Mass, one of their teachers can open the word for them to preach. And at Mass, it's in sacramental celebrations, it's a priest and deacon. But that's only a limited, small part of your time, isn't it? The rest of the time, you're out there, you're in your home, your workplace, your school place, your play place. You can preach anytime. When you hear it here, go preach it there. Would that all of you were proclaimers of the Word of God that way. You really can. The Second Vatican Council makes that clear. The whole church receives the Word of God, and the whole church can proclaim that word. You can go home and preach. Now, you have to figure out the best way to do that. You can take a box out to the sidewalk in front of your house and get up on it and preach it to everybody who comes by. You can do that. You can go up and down the street and ring everybody's doorbell like our Mormon and Jehovah's Witness brothers and sisters and preach to them when they come to the door. Now, that might not be the most prudent way to do it, of course. There may be better ways to do it than that. You can do it, you know, by the attitudes that you show your neighbors and the people around you. When you show that, you know, it's better to give than to receive, better than to receive. Or when you show works of service and love to others, you're proclaiming the Word of God there. You're proclaiming what it's like to live the life of Jesus, to offer your life in service and love to others. Let me tell you, that preaches, don't you think? You can do it that way. Sometimes you might need to use words. But yes, when you hear the Word of God here, it's your responsibility to go out into this community and proclaim the good news you have heard. You always have to go from here and share what you receive. We're fed from two tables, the table of the Word of God and the table of the body and blood of Christ. And at the end of Mass, you have to take what you receive to go out into the world and share it, whether it's the word or the grace and mercy and peace of Christ. You know, gifts like that that come from God, you have to share them. If you try to keep it all for yourself, it will evaporate and come to nothing. But the more you share the gifts of God, the more they multiply and the more you receive. Other people not only benefit from it, but you receive even more greatly. If you hear a word of love a word of faith, a word of hope. Tell it to somebody else. Share it with them. And you'll have find that you have more yourself. If you receive some grace from God here, some mercy, some peace, go and share it. Proclaim it. Or whether by what you do or what you say. Would to God that everybody here were a preacher of the love of Christ. Would that everybody here was a prophet of all the Lord in His mercy has done for us. Would to God, said Moses, that all the people of the Lord were prophets.